Ready for war, Joe, how you wanna blow they spot? I know these dirty cops that'll get us in if we murder some wop. Hop in your Hummer, the Punisher's ready. Meet me and Beatles with noodles, we'll do this do while he's slurping spaghetti. Everybody kiss the fucking floor, Joe, we crack, fuck them all. If they move, noodles, shoot that fucking whore. Dead in the middle of little, did we know that every riddle to middleman who didn't do diddly.
It'll be a cold day and how the day I take it now. Make no mistake, for real, I wouldn't hesitate to kill. I'm still a fat one that you love to hate. Catch you at your mother's waist, smack you, then I whack you with my stuff to yay.
I'll rub your face off the earth and curse your family's children like Amityville and drill the nerves in your cavity filling. Insanity's building a pavilion in my civilian. It can't be the anarchy that humanity's filling. A villain without remorse who's willing to out your boss forever and take all the cheddar like child support.
I support punning anything he does, anything he loves. A brother from another mother sent for the above. A dark nigga just like me, one of the best might be. Even better, leaving niggas kneeling on a right knee.
Spike Lee couldn't paint a better picture. You small change, I'm blowing out your brains, getting richer.
Hit you with the Mac. Smacking bitch, nigga, what? You getting stuck? My trigger fingers itchy, yes, the fuck.
Truck jewels, cruising in the land, pumping cash rules. Last crew to want it, caught 100 trying to pass through.
That's true.
So who the next to get it?
TS the best that did it.
Get it off your chest, get admitted.
And it's here, and you don't stop.
20 shot clock with the cop killers, fiddler to the top.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
Joey cracks the rock, and Big Pun keeps the guns cocked.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
We'll make it hot, nigga. What? Bring it up, blow your whole spot.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
It's still 187 on an undercover guy.
Fuck the police, I squeeze first, make it neat.
Yo, what's good out there? It's your boy Reckless in the building. Welcome to episode 4 of the Reckless Effect podcast. I'm your host, Reckless, in the motherfucking building, like I just said. Admit it. How many times have you heard that rhyme and tried to spit that shit and still have no idea what the fuck he said? Oh, man, but shout out to all the people. I played the song the other day in the car with the homie, and like as soon as that part came up, just looked at me and was like, you actually know the words? I was like, well, shit, came out in 98. I'm old as fuck. But anyway, how the fuck y'all doing out there on this beautiful, beautiful day? Man, this week has been, like, fucking wild. Just a lot of crazy, like, moments. Not even just, like, out in, like, you know, hip-hop, but more of, like, things that are going on with me and everything that's just shaking and moving. Just been working my ass off trying to do more shit. Fuck, man, it's just been a hell of a crazy week. But anyway, so yesterday was the, March 29th, was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we saw some pretty familiar faces go in. We saw Def Leppard, Janet Jackson, Radiohead, Stevie Nicks, The Cure, The Zombies, Roxy Music. So that was pretty dope. Especially dope to see Janet Jackson get in. Always been a huge fan of hers. I remember when I was younger, my mom would record music videos, hers, Michael's, and a plethora of other people. She would actually record them, and she would like learn all the dances and use it just as like her cardio workouts and stuff. She would learn all this choreography. My mom loved to dance, and that's where I'd say I got the bug, because I would sit there and watch her learn all these like routines, and she would just do it, and it was like so dope to me. So one day I remember her, my Uncle Tony, they were like doing some routines, and I'm just watching them, and one day I just get up and I just start dancing behind them, and it just like all clicked. But she was like, and to this day, like 20 years later, I still know the choreography to Rhythm Nation, to If, to I Miss You Much. Like, I don't know, my brain's fucking weird when it comes to like choreography. I remember shit that I haven't done in years. It's weird. But yeah, so shout out to them. That was dope. Congratulations to them all. And they're all well deserving. And I know some people out there are like, who the fuck is like Radiohead, or who's The Cure and the Zombies and Stevie Nicks? Like, first off, if you don't know, you need to know. Because Stevie Nicks is a fucking genius, and so is Radiohead. Radiohead, like, created, like, a whole new sound. But anyway, so people I've talked to about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame leading up to it, I've asked, like, Why is it important for like an artist in hip hop to be inducted when rock and roll is its own genre? And it's like, well, not necessarily. Rock and roll is simply was a type of music, type of popular dance music that came about in like the 50s. And from what online definition is, the roots and definition of rock and roll, it's characterized by a heavy beat and simple melodies, usually based on a 12-bar structure. So that in mind, hip-hop definitely is a part of it. And if you're talking about the soul and the consciousness of like what rock and roll represents, like anarchy, or representing a lifestyle of like getting out your emotions and aggressions and talking about the times and what's going on, then definitely it's that. I mean, most music is generated from blues anyway. So, and it's all about, you know, the heart, what's going on, you know, and hip hop definitely represents that. So hip hop artists should be like eligible and inducted into it. I mean, we've seen Run DMC, we've seen, the Beastie Boys, Tupac, NWA, even though that there was some controversy with, NWA getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, mainly from rock and roll artists who felt like, you know, hip hop isn't rock and roll. And to those people, shut the fuck up, because it definitely represents what rock and roll was at the time in like the 80s, like its peak. Rock and roll used to be the most popular type of music out there, and then hip hop comes along and snatches that shit. People thought that it was only gonna last 10 years. Here we are, like almost 40 years later, 40-something years later, here we are. So one group that wants to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and truly deserves it is Wu-Tang Clan. And RZA put out there that he is pushing for Wu-Tang to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They were eligible back in 2017, and the collective has not been on a ballot for the induction ceremony. Believes that the voting committee should properly consider Wu-Tang's merits. He says to Rolling Stone's Jason Newman, I think we should get inducted, and I do care. Listening to a song like Bring the Ruckus, I thought I was making hip-hop, but shit, it has a motherfucking rock and roll groove like a motherfucker. I don't know how the fuck I did that. I go back and listen to some of the Beatles progressions and some of the Led Zeppelin's progressions and movements, like, okay, I was on some shit, though. And I feel as though, me personally, I feel as though that they are one of the hip-hop groups, hip-hop acts, truly deserve to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, it's evolved from its 70s, evolving into, like, this kind of, like, a bebop and, like, kind of upbeat kind of, like, speaking. And, yo, and I went to the store. And, you know, it's kind of just, it was just simple. Then it progressed into more like a chaotic thing. And as hip-hop changed and evolved, that's why I tell people when they're like, hip-hop is dying, or I hear hip-hop is dead, and because of a lot of artists that are coming out now and people don't like their sound, it's like, it's not dead. It's supposed to evolve, and it always has been. When you're going back to Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, that was the wave then. People tried to emulate that style, and then you get people coming in like Eric B. Rakim, you get LL Cool J, you get Run DMC, you get Beastie Boys, who really changed a lot. Then you get Public Enemy, and then you have like Tupac, Big, all of that evolution. It started from something simple. The rhymes were simple, but the message was always the same. And nowadays, there's so many different like types of hip hop, so many different types of rap, that it was supposed to evolve. Other people have different ideas, views. They have different messages, different things that they want to say. Gangster rap came in and spoke about, you know, the hood, spoke about things that they knew and the things that they saw. Was it different from anything that was going on in Brooklyn and in the Bronx? Yes. Where was it similar? Yeah. But they wanted to come out more aggressive on the West Coast, and we have to respect that. The South had a different type of slang and a different type of style. The Midwest, same thing. So it's supposed to evolve because there's so many different people in different places. So now that it's gotten to this point where we're hearing like Juice WRLD, DaBaby, we're hearing how they interpret that sound. It's still hip hop. It's supposed to evolve. It's supposed to change. We're supposed to take on other people's feelings, thoughts, and how they interpret it. Anyway, I went on a tangent and just forgot what the fuck I was trying to say. But my point is that because hip hop has evolved and everything, there are more reasons why hip hop is still alive and hip hop is thriving. It's not dying. It's just in a weird space right now where we're inviting like a new roommate in and like, I don't know about you, but we give it time and it's either going to be shit or there's going to be another person knocking on your door and they're, oh, you just have to find it. But in regards to Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang changed the fucking planet. So they definitely deserve all 9 members, including ODB. Rest in peace to that man. And his debut album debuted, a couple days ago? Like 23 years ago, I want to say. Shout out to them. And I can't wait for this Wu-Tang documentary to drop. This is dope. They fucking deserve it. And I hope that next year they're actually heavily considered. And this is one of those times where the hip hop community has to come together and recognize their power, recognize their voice, and really talk to these people and say, yo, you forgetting about, you know, these niggas over here. Why aren't they eligible? Why aren't they good enough? You know, what makes them different from any other group that you put in? So let's work on that. So the other day I was actually reading reading something, and it went to this video with a large professor speaking on Nas and his old Stillmatic album, and Nas's Stillmatic album where he dropped that incredible track Ether. And apparently there were some bars in there that was towards Aaliyah, but not in the negative sense. But before I go into that, I'm not a fan of Vlad. I feel like Vlad is more of like always trying to get into some controversial shit and get into some dumb shit. And he, like, I just can't stand his ass. I'm not a fan. But this one I had to watch because I like Large Professor. He's a legend in this game. But where is it at? He was saying that when Swiss Beatz did the original Ether, and I didn't know Swiss did the original version, because that was the one that Nas originally rhymed over. It was faster and it was just a lot more noisier. However, the sonic energy to that song was reportedly not a fit with Nas's album theme. I know Nas was trying to get a point across and he had real stillness. That's what's ill, is that that Stillmatic, there'd be deeper meanings to this shit, because he was very still. You could hear, like, on one mic, his rhyme is still. Then he breaks into the crescendo. People are, they're just thinking it's a name that pays homage to Illmatic. Nas is like that, where he'll take a word and build on that shit and act on it. So, it's a pretty good interview if you want to check it out, Vlad TV. Again, I'm not a fan of it, but, you know, still. But the rhyme that he said in there apparently was some little variations of, I'm sure you heard of Dame Dash playing Crash and all that shit with the rhymes and shit. He basically said, I'm sorry, Aaliyah. I'm sorry it was you in that plane crash. It should have been Jay and Dame Dash. I'm glad he didn't go that route. I really am. I really fucking am. He didn't go that route. Because even though you are trying to eviscerate, you know, your opponent, to bring up the dead like that, and it is a very sensitive and touchy subject, I'm glad that he had the wherewithal to take a step back and be like, yo, that's not cool. Let me just pull back off of that. So anyway, shout out to him. I should really go back and listen to that album again, because that was the shit, man. That album was like crazy good. And I don't understand, like, people thinking that it's not a classic album. It's not as dope and as prolific as Illmatic. But if we separate Illmatic from the rest of his body of work, Stillmatic is one of his best pieces of work, besides Hip Hop is Dead. So that's just me speaking on that. But yeah, I'm definitely going to go back and take a listen to that album, because that shit was hella good. You know what's crazy? I've been trying to get I've been trying to get my daughter into listening to more hip hop, but it's hard because she's five and she already likes what she likes and she knows what she likes. But I've been trying to like sneak in like, you know, some Big Daddy Kane or sneak in some Eric B. Rakim, try to sneak in some Far Side, or I even went like a step further and tried to go into like, of course, Tribe, but go into like Busta, Ghostface, Wu-Tang, Common, Mos Def. I tried to go old school and give her some Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince. I went into, you know, I wanted to stay away from like trap, and I wanted to get into like some real hip hop shit so then she can like absorb it differently or absorb it the same way I did. That shit's like getting difficult when she'll listen to a song and she's like, "Can you play Shake It Off?" And I'm like, "Come on, baby. Like, it's, come on. It's Taylor Swift. Like, I get it. You like her, but there's more shit out there. Like, let's grow." "Okay. Can you play Ariana Grande?" "Ugh, fine." Like, I don't know. My daughter's weird. But what is funny is that one day I put on J. Cole and she's like nodding her head. And I was like, "You like this?" And she said, "Uh-huh." And I was like, "Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it." Anyway, speaking of J. Cole, J. Cole had an interview recently and he was speaking about why cancel culture is the problem and not the solution. Now, this one, I felt in hearing it initially, I was 100% on board with it without even like really looking at it, because I feel as though we get to a point where we hear somebody say some shit and we're just immediately like, "Fuck it, fuck you, you're done, cancel." Instead of really trying to like understand. And that was my, or not understand, but have empathy. And I felt that that is lacking in a lot of people today. I know I said in my last episode that like hip hop or people nowadays are sensitive and it's a good thing, but it also can be like a very bad thing. But I enjoy the fact that people are being sensitive because they are showing the older generation that the shit that they used to do, it was fucked up, and they're calling people out on it. So I appreciate it. I really do. It's just we're also so quick to cancel people without proof. We're also quick to cancel people without empathizing. We don't look at somebody's situation and think about like where they were in the situation, what they've done, and or why they did it. We don't even try to relate and put ourselves. We like, I had a conversation with somebody, and it kind of leads into Cardi B. But let me circle back for a second though. But sticking with J. Cole, and then I'll go into that. But J. Cole said, "I understand outrage, so I don't know. If anything, it kind of makes me want to be even more empathetic to people that the world considers to be undesirable. Because we live in a world where everybody wants to be so quick to cancel somebody, but at the same time, people condemn the criminal justice system, which is entirely the cancellation system. To me, both of those ideas are fucked up. Like, we're throwing you away. You're looking to punish me. And don't get it twisted. What I did was a punishable offense. But where are you talking about healing me? Where are you going to show me some compassion and some fucking love?" 100% I fucking agree. And he also says, "I'm down for accountability culture. I'm cool with that. Even for myself, everyone needs to be accountable. I don't mind if someone got something to say about me or what I said or did. That's all good. But cancel culture? I don't cancel nobody." And I feel as though that is 100% correct. 100. We don't show compassion for people's situations. Now, I'm not saying, and he's not saying, to every fucking thing, like, "Oh, Bill Cosby, you raped and assaulted women. Let me show you compassion." No, he's not saying that. But what he is saying is that maybe we should take a step back and look at the situation and really evaluate. Are we going to help this person become a better person? or is this thing that happened in your past still you? Have you grown? Have you shown people that you have changed? Can you empathize and share that experience with them and understand them? Can we do that? I feel like a lot of the times we don't, and we don't give a fuck. And that's pretty wild. That's pretty fucked up, because we have to start understanding people and walking in their shoes. We can't just cancel somebody just because we don't like what they said or what they did. If the intent behind it was super egregious and it was like, if nobody died, but you fucked up, like, you know, you fucked up. Like, okay. The other day I was having a conversation with a homie, and I'm not going to say her name. I told her I wouldn't, but, I was having a conversation with a homie, and we were talking about, the Cardi B situation. And she said, out of all people, I thought that you would understand and want to cancel her. I'm not quick to cancel fucking anybody unless you are R. Kelly, because we have proof that he's a piece of shit, period. Like, she was saying, like, out of all people, you should want to cancel her, because I thought it was because I'm black. And I'm like, no, that's weird and fucking ridiculous. But as we got into the conversation, she was saying that she made the conscious decision to go to work two jobs, go to school, and be a mom. And Cardi, at that same age, was stripping. She didn't have to go strip. And I said, fair. But, and I chose my words correctly on this, I said, but you have the privilege. But unfortunately, you have privilege on your side. And she went completely off. I mean, tried so hard to eviscerate me. But at the end, I read everything she said, and then I said, now you get my point. Because everything that she said was exactly aligned with Cardi's situation. The difference is she made the choice to do the things that she did. Like, my friend made the choice to go and work two jobs. She made the choice to go to school. She chose to do all of that. And my point was, the privilege is not the color of your skin, but the affordability of being in a situation where you can benefit and grow. That she is in she's in this tight family. She has all of these things that she's able to do, and she's not white. She's Mexican. So it's like, you have all these things that are right here for you in this space, and you have the opportunity to grab it. Whereas she, in her similar situation and where she was at, didn't. So she made the choice to go strip. Then she made the conscious decision to do what she did. Was it wrong? Yes. I'm not saying that it wasn't wrong. Cardi B also explained that most of the people were people that we know, that she knew. Still doesn't excuse it. Like, you still fucked up, and that was wrong. And she said that she was in a position where she felt like she needed to do it to make a living. Okay. Understand the hustle. It's still wrong, and I'm not excusing it, but I understand. And that's the thing that I've been trying. I understand. And when she said, she was quoted as saying, where is that? So I can pull that ship up real quick. She said, I have a past I can't change. We all do. That little thing. Yes, she is absolutely right. We all have a past that we can't change and run away from. All we can do, change the direction of where we're going. Can't look at the past anymore and say, that is still me. Because if you have made changes to your life, I know people who've robbed people, stolen cars. I've known people who've done really fucked up shit in the past. That's not who they are today. Should we continue to hold people accountable for their past mistakes and not allow them the opportunity to grow? That's my whole point. If she did this years ago and it's wrong, and she understands that it was wrong, and she's made the conscious decision to change, why can't we allow that person to change? Why must we cancel somebody and not educate them, not see what they're doing and how they're doing in life now? Has she changed? Or is she, like, still the same? Is she still drugging, robbing people? No. Is she still hurting people maliciously? No. Is her intent to go out and harm people? No. Who is she now? That's the question. And if we can look at who she is now and say, you are not that person that you used to be, why are we trying to cancel her? And as a matter of fact, why in the hell, why would you look at somebody else's bullshit and not look at your own bullshit from your past? Like, everyone has done something wrong that was fucked up, and we learned from it and have grown from it. If you continue the same behavior, then you are your past, because you are continuously living it. If you've grown and evolved, why shouldn't I take you as who you are today? That's my point with this whole thing with Cardi. And I defend Cardi in the idea that people can change and grow, at the fact that she did that, because I wholeheartedly believe that it was wrong. And for the people that are trying to compare the situation with her situation to Bill Cosby, stop, because it is two different parallels. She drugged and robbed people. Yeah, that's still wrong and fucked up. Bill Cosby drugged and sexually assaulted women. That's completely 100% fucked up and unforgivable. And if he would have done it the one time, as fucked up as it is, if the statute of limitations is up, fuck it. Like, when you do harm on somebody physically, like, and take that piece of them. See, taking money from somebody is one thing, because they can get that back. Like, it's money. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that it's okay, and I'm not, like, condoning anybody robbing people or ending up robbing me and say, hey, it's just money. Like, no, I'm saying, like, that's something that you can't take with you. But being raped and assaulted like that, they have to carry that for the rest of their lives. That pain and torment. A man being, you know, drugged and robbed. I was drugged. Like, no, true fucking story, and there's people that can attest to this that were there. This girl, this white devilish bitch, homies and I, we were all hanging out, and this girl comes through, and she wanted me to drink. Everybody wanted me to drink, but I didn't want to drink. I wanted to chill. And they were like, nah, go make him a drink. Like, give him just one. So she gave me one drink, a shot of vodka and some orange juice. I killed that shit. And that was it. That's all I had. And I fucking blacked out, woke up with my pants down on the bed, not knowing how the fuck I got there. And I was freaking the fuck out. My friends thought it was kind of funny until they realized he doesn't remember anything that fucking happened. And the girl who gave me the drink was gone. So we were pretty, they started off with the joke, oh, she drugged you. And I was like, I think she did, because I only had one drink. And they know me well enough to know that I'm not a lightweight. So when I finally addressed the girl, and it was, oh yeah, I did. Yeah, because I wanted you to have fun. And we had fun. And I'm like, no, that, what the fuck? Because if the roles were reversed, I'd be going to jail. And, you know, I'm black, she's white. So it was just like, are you fucking serious? Like, I totally get it. And it did, like, fuck me up for a bit. That this person drugged me, you know? But I also understand that nothing happened to me. I wasn't robbed or anything like that. But I understand the feeling of, like, having something taken from you and not knowing what the fuck. Waking up in a haze, like, what the fuck just happened? I totally understand and empathize with the men that had that happen to them, you know? And if that chick did rob me, I'm gonna find her and fuck her up myself. Nah, let me take that back. I would not do that. I would go and get some girl to fuck her up. Or I'd try to get my shit back. And if I can't get my shit back, she owes me and all that shit. But it's just, as much as I understand and I get that, I also know that I don't live my life in that fear of that. And I believe most men are not thinking about it today. And the guys that she did that to, I know, one, they're not going to come forward and say anything, because if you're paying for sex, most likely you got some shit at home that you don't want anybody to find out about. So you're not saying anything. How many men do you think are actually going to come forward and say anything? None. And as unfortunate as that is, that's just the way it is. Men aren't going to do that because they don't want to be that emotionally, like revealing. And most police officers are not going to take that shit seriously, and they're probably just going to laugh. And that's fucked up. So that's the way it is. That's how life is, and it's kind of fucked up. But I just feel as though in this situation, we kind of have to, like, let it go and move forward because she did. So why can't we? When it came down to Jess Hilarious, that was fucked up and it wasn't funny. And she needed to learn and educate. And I talked to a couple people about it, and they felt that, no, she's canceled because she did this, 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 and this, and this. And this is her behavior, and this is what she continues to do. Okay, has anybody tried to, like, educate her, talk to her, like, really try to understand her and try to understand where she's coming from? And the answer was, no, we shouldn't, because she should know better. And it's like, that's silly. Because white people should know not to call the police on black people just because they're black and in a space that they don't like. But they do every day. They should know better, but they don't. When you know better, you do better. So because she don't know, then show her. And if she still continues that same behavior, then let's address that situation. But if she continues to show growth and improvement after people have tried to talk to her, then fucking let her be. We have to start getting to a point where we can actually talk to people and help them grow. Because that's how we all come together as a community to do better. We can't just sit here and think that everything is just should be as it be. Because if we continue to cancel people because of everything that happened in their past, no matter how egregious or no matter how silly, we're going to end up with a lot of nothing. And let me circle back to this whole thing. We're all fucking hypocrites. Because if you're really mad at Cardi B, but you're out here listening to, like, City Girls, who have been talking about fucking scamming people and how much they've done that, get the fuck out of here. If you still listen to, like, fucking Rick Ross after he said in the song he put something in a girl's drink and she didn't know it. Took her home and had fun with her and she ain't even know it. Come on, son. If you out here still, like, listening to them, then shut the fuck up, because you clearly don't care and you're jumping on this bandwagon. But if you really cared about the situation, see if this person has grown. See if this person has changed. That's my whole point. We really need to start refocusing on that shit. Evolving as people and trying to better each other. Because that's what the fuck we're here for. We're supposed to learn from each other's experiences and grow together, walk together. What the this mindset? I don't know. But fuck it, whatever. Let's get into some other shit. I was listening to Joe Budden's podcast, and he said something kind of funny. They were talking about J-Lo, and like in the whole fucking conversation, I was just laughing, and I really didn't like care as much. But he said, that someone had said that J-Lo is a culture vulture. Now, this has been a topic for years now, that J-Lo's a culture vulture. And I'm like, no, not really. But the definition of a culture vulture is a person or an organization making profit off of the backs of another culture that they do not care for. So in the music industry, labels are signing people who are the latest big thing and exploiting them to get like their full returns, even if the music sucks, or even if they're like drug dealers or any of that shit, because they know that they're hot and they can take money from them. Like people who are on drugs and the label knows that they're on drugs and they still push them to the limit to get all that money. And then when shit happens to them, it's like, oh, well, yeah, hey, there's another artist over here. You know, like that is culture vulture. Now, Lior Cohen, despite all the shit that Dame Dash says and doesn't like him personally, he is a culture vulture. He does take from the culture, and you can tell he doesn't care that much about it because he has artists on his label that were on drugs, that were sick, that were, you know, going through some legal shit and all of that stuff. But they bled them niggas dry, and then when shit hit the fan, it's like, damn, man, sorry. So we have this new artist, and like that was Lior Cohen, and he even admitted it on an interview with The Breakfast Club that that's what he does. He knows that they need the help and he'll do what he can, but that's not their responsibility. And I completely disagree. They are his responsibility because they are his artists. If you can't have an artist that's in their best shape and their best mind, why would you continue to push them? Why would you sign them in the first place? You know, you don't care enough to help them get right. And he just continues to profit and make all this money, 360 deals, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, back to J-Lo. Is J-Lo a culture vulture? I honestly say no. And when people are throwing out the whole idea of like, oh yeah, she's a culture vulture because she benefited off of hip-hop culture. And I'm like, not exactly. J-Lo came in, a girl from the Bronx, goes and becomes a fly girl. Cool. She's a good dancer. She's no Rosie Perez, but she's a good dancer. And then she gets Selena. Then she does like Money Train. Then she does like all these movies and still making music. And is she the best singer? No. Is she entertaining? Yeah. And because she did a bunch of songs with Ja Rule and dated Diddy, she's all of a sudden a culture vulture? Nah. Sorry, if you grew up in and around the culture, grew up in the heart of the culture, what the fuck makes you think that she's a culture vulture? If anybody is a... No, I'm not even going to go there. Nope. But I was going to say, if anybody's a culture vulture, it'd be Justin Timberlake. But not really. I mean, kind of, but not really. And I hated that argument about Bruno Mars being a culture vulture. That shit was stupid. Oh, just because he's, you know, Hawaiian, Filipino, whatever he is. Like, just because he's that and he's singing black music does not mean that he's a culture vulture if you appreciate the culture. Like, that's the point. If you appreciate the culture and actually care about it and contribute to it in any way you can, then how does that make you a culture vulture? If you show appreciation and say, yeah, I made this because I was inspired by, you know, early 90s R&B like Jodeci and, you know, like, yeah, then cool. Great. Thank you for this. Great. Let's not front like 24 Karat Magic wasn't the shit. Like, that whole album was fire. But I don't know. J-Lo culture vulture? No. That's weird. And that's a dumbass. That was a dumbass thing. I don't even know why I really even like paid it that much attention, but I just thought that was funny as fuck. And like hearing people actually making the argument that she is a culture vulture when a lot of it is just your opinion, but the facts will show she's not. So let's just move on from that. Anyway, let me get into some quick news shit as well. Africa Bambaataa documentary is being shopped around to various streaming services. I personally want to see this documentary. And then I found that it was going to be more about the sexual assault and the allegations that were brought to everyone's attention. If you don't know, African Bambaataa was back in 2016, before the Me Too movement really started to take off. African Bambaataa was a lot of allegations were thrown at him saying that he sexually assaulted young boys at like back in the day when he was first doing his when he was I don't want to say first first when he started doing like hip hop and everything, but it dates back to the 70s, so yeah, definitely it's back then. Wow. But he left his position at the head of the Zulu Nation, multiple child sexual abuse allegations, multiple. And if the entire Zulu Nation from here to New Zealand denounced this man and was like, nah, we getting him the fuck out of here, like it's done. Multiple allegations and testimonies from victims and witnesses, no charges have been brought to him. And that's because of the statute of limitations in New York. It must be brought within the first 5 years of the act. So that's sad that they aren't going to get the retribution that they deserve. All these young men that have come forward. But apparently this documentary is going to be coming out, or they're looking to get it out. And I do want to see it because he's one of the foundations of hip hop. And it's sad to see that someone that you looked up to and admired go out like that. And it's the Bill Cosby situation. You look up to Bill Cosby and you love that man, but and you love the show. You love his jokes. But then when you find out that as a human he's a piece of shit, it's like, man, that just sucks. It just kind of just shows you how dirty and fucked up the world actually is, you know? And I hate recognizing that. I hate recognizing how bad people are, and especially your own people. Just people in general, really. Like, I freak out when I go to the park with my daughter and I see someone looking at her. Like, that, it just, like, I don't know. This shit just makes me, like, feel weird. And I just want to, like, punch everybody in the face. Because that's just my, I don't know. It's just, like, fucking icky. Anyway, let's get into something else. Usher. Dropping a Confessions 2 album, maybe? He's back in the studio with JD, Jermaine Dupri, the legend, So Def. I'm excited because I don't want to hear all this like techno poppy shit, like that Future Sound shit that he's been doing lately. It got too fucking much for me. It really got too much for me. And I didn't want to like, I just, ugh. It's just too much. I love Usher. That was just too much. So I kind of just want to like, him to get back into his own groove and the shit that he used to do, because that shit was dope. So I'm looking forward to hearing this. And if the snippets that were online that came out, if it's anything like that or anything like, actually, you know what, I take the snippets of shit with a grain of salt, because I'd rather just hear this work. Just can drop it already. So I'm looking forward to this album. I'm still waiting for Rihanna's album. Still am. I do see it coming out in the summer, and that's just gonna like kill. I'm waiting for her. I love her. God damn. Like, she's putting in work too. Every time I look at anything that her puts out on Instagram, I'm just like, oh, is that an album? Oh, okay. You know, her's dope. So yeah, that was pretty much like the week. Man, there wasn't like a lot of shit that was going down that I really wanted to like talk about. It was just more like random shit that was going on, and like, I don't know, there's just not a lot of shit going on, and it's not a lot of shit that I really wanted to talk about, really. So yeah, I guess I can just get the fuck up out of here. And actually, there's one other thing. Anybody out there watching the NCAA tournament? I've been watching it, and this shit is, my bracket's been busted. Ugh. I had UNC go into the Final Four. They fucking lost to Auburn. I was like, God damn, I did not see that coming. So now I'm looking at it, and I'm like, okay, all these teams are still in. All my teams are still in. Like, I expected Duke to get to the Final Four, although last night's game was a fucking nail-biter. Like, that was a good-ass game. So I am still expecting Duke to make it. I'm still expecting Gonzaga to go to the Final Four as well. Kentucky. Wait, did Kentucky lose? Oh, I didn't even check that shit out. Ugh. If Kentucky lost, I'm really pissed off then. Because that shit is wild. Oh, no, they won. Okay, cool. So, yeah, I expect it to be Kentucky and Auburn's going to be a really good game. And I think Kentucky's going to pull off that W. Kentucky, so I think it's going to be in the Final Four, Kentucky, Gonzaga, Duke, and yeah, I don't fucking know. Anyway, fuck, I'm tired as fuck. It's been a long-ass fucking week. Long-ass week. But anyway, let me get into some shit for you. I'm going to start making more of a, I'm going to make more of an effort to do more episodes. This week was like really hard for me to actually do like multiple episodes. So I am going to start trying to do more episodes, and I'm going to go on live on Twitch soon and start talking about that, or start talking to people, talking to you. Want to start like Q&A stuff, ask me anything and hear my opinion on it. Call me out on shit. I want to like gauge with you. Cause it's a lot of fun for me. A lot of fun to just be able to fucking talk to people that are different from me, and just have some fun. Like, who doesn't want to have fun? Who doesn't want to, like, call some people out on their bullshit and just be like, hey, you ain't shit. You know what I mean? Anyway, so right now, I kind of want to get into, okay, so last week, I was saying to people, like, help, shout out to your people. You know what I'm saying? Like, go out there and, like, support your people. And I started thinking about it, and what does support mean to you? What does that mean to you? Does it mean, like, just tell them, hey, I support you? I mean, that's great. That's well enough, too, because we all sometimes feel like we don't have somebody, that somebody doesn't have our back, you know? But at this point in time, we should start investing in our friends and really trying to build them. We get to a point where we kind of just say we support you, and in most cases it's not enough. You know, we have to do more to support our people, to support our friends, support people within our communities by attending events, by sharing their posts on Facebook, by buying their albums, by buying their artwork, like really giving them that love and attention and really pushing them. Because if they know that they have more people in their corner, then they're going to progress in whatever it is that they're trying to do. I, for one, am the type of person that will support you no matter what. Like, there's a dude that I don't like. And I don't like a lot. I mean, I love people. There's not a lot of people that I don't like. But one person in particular, and people who know me probably know who it is. I don't like this person to where I wouldn't be in a room with him. And I get irritated when he starts talking to me like everything is okay. When, dude, you fucked me over so many times, I'm good off you. But when a model or a potential client comes to me and they're like, yo, this dude hit me up. Do you know anything about him? I never speak on our personal differences. I will say, yeah, he's a dope photographer. I like his work, actually. Me and him have a personal thing, but I would still say hit him up because he might be good and he might be free. That is the type of person that I will be. I will still support any business or any, like, I will support your business and your grind and your hustle if you're good at it. And if you're trying to get better at it, I will still support you. If you're just beginning, I'm going to support you. I want everybody to grow. I want everyone to win. And I wish that we were more like that nowadays. We need more of that love and support. We can't just give it to somebody who's already bopping. You know, we have to give it to people that are trying to get up. We have to do that. Because more often than not, that person that's starting out, they are struggling to get there. And when they get there, they're going to remember every single person who told them no. They will always remember the person who told them yes, who said, here, let's do this. What can I do to help? I think that's a lot more powerful. We need to give that love. So support your friends. Support the people that you feel as though are working hard or trying to get out there. Support them, because you never fucking know where they're going to end up. Like, can you imagine, like, the niggas who used to hang out with Jeff Bezos? And they were like, nah, fuck you. Nah, you stupid. You ain't gonna make it. And this nigga just made $11 billion in a year. You know what I'm saying? like those people now sitting in their house with their kids and just looking at them like, I could have had more if it wasn't for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, you never know. So support your people. That's my ending word. Support your people, because you never fucking know. And that does go a long way. So with that being said, I wanted to get into a joint that I heard, and it's from a homie of mine. Shout out, long live Mosey. I still don't know. Like, I don't know why he changed his name. I should really ask him about that. But anyway. This is off of his new joint, Weekends with Venus. I really do like that. I like the cover art, too. For those who don't know, that's also Gutta. It's my man's amazing dancer, incredible artist. I think he's really working on this to, this is, you can tell that he loves this. He loves this shit. And I want to give him that love and shout him out. So I decided to play something off of his new album, Weekends with Venus. This is Distraction.
All right, well, this is maybe my fourth, maybe even my fifth call, I think. And you're still not picking up the phone. I don't know what's going on with you. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you're doing, but it's just crazy because I would need to talk to you. And any other time when it's about fucking or if you want some ass, I don't have to wait at all. I hear back from you right away. Yeah, just, I guess you call me back when you can.
You say you gon' pull up, I'm with it.
I'm with it.
Focused on life, let me finish. I might have to give you the business. But you gotta get out your feelings. Got me smoking, I'm high as the ceiling. The walls getting close in this building. I'm only human, call me grilling. About to kill that pussy like a villain. And you all in my face, can you stop it? Cut you out the picture and crop it. Gotta blast off on a rocket. She pulling my dick through my pocket. Tonight we just wanna get faded. Fuck around with me, you get jaded. I'm losing my vision, it's faded. Is that pussy gold or just plated? Pull up, yeah, I'm with it. My back pocket, see, let me spend it. Girl, I'm stuck on you, but we should end it. No more bullshit, cut it like the vision. You say you love me, hold off on that. Retract your ride when you was that bad. Losing my mind, ain't got time for all that. But let me just hit it one time on the back, yeah. I'm never gonna stop, always on the go. You try to make me choose between me and you and obtaining my goals. That's a no-no. Girl, you gotta go. But that pussy so good, I might throw it all away just for one more. Got my mind going crazy. You said you could save me. But you were the reason my chemical balance been negative lately. Get out of my mind. Let go of my heart. I don't know why I care. I'm fucking with you, my life falling apart. Gripping your body, pulling you close, I want it now. Diving deep through your middle and watching bust it down. Water running down your thigh, let me get a taste. Took the chairs out the room, just sit down on my face. Tell me what's on your mind, read you like a book. Tell me your fantasies, they won't get overlooked. I ain't no killer, but don't push me. The only thing I'm about to kill tonight is that pussy you did.
Don't lose your mind, girl. Please don't lose your mind. We wasting time, girl. We just wasting time. My vision clear, my focus gone, tryna get steady. My mind is lost, and girl, you know I'm just not ready.
Pull up, yeah, I'm with it. My back pocket's deep, let me spend it. Girl, I'm stuck on you, but we should end it. No more bullshit, cut it like the vision. You say you love me, hold off on that. Retract your ride when you was at bat. Losing my mind, ain't got time for all that. But let me just hit it one time on the back, yeah. Pull up, yeah, I'm with it. My back pocket's deep, let me spend it. Girl, I'm stuck on you, but we should end it. No more bullshit, cut it like the vision. You say you love me, hold off on that. Retract your ride when you was at bat. Losing my mind, ain't got time for all that. But let me just hit it one time on the back, yeah.
I'm not sure what you're up to, what you're doing, but as soon as you get this message, that'd be great if you could hit me back. Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, just, I hopefully talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
And that was Long Live Mosey with Distraction off of the album Weekends with Venus. You can find it on iTunes. Go buy that shit. Go to... fucking anywhere you stream music, really. But support your people. That's my man's right there. Dope as fuck. And I want to give another shout out to my homie Angela. A couple days ago on the 28th, she got on, or she had her opening night for a play that she's a part of, In the Heights. I'm actually gonna go see it most likely tonight or tomorrow, but I'm stupid excited and extremely proud of her. She's been putting in a lot of work, and she's been very fearful of like her Mexican accent, speaking Spanish, because she's Russian or Ukrainian. So it's it's kind of funny, but she's extremely talented. She's one of my good friends. So I wanted to shout that out. And if you guys want to go see it, looking for any like local like shows to go to, I would say go to that. So let me get into just one more cut. I don't know why, but I've been on this like weird, like, I just been on this weird cut as of late. So anyway, this is Bucktown from Smith & Wesson.
Yo, check this out once again. Smith & Wesson in the joint one time. Pulling the post to this newness in 94. You know what I'm saying?
All the vibes.
Lock your doors, nobody's safe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Check it out.
I walk around town with the pound strapped down to my side. No frontin', just in case I gotta smoke something. Round here, heads don't act the age. You might be another dead boy on page. Into the cipher with your lighter. L's are ready, prepare for another all-nighter. But keep a watch for the cops, cause they rock glocks. Coming on the block, trying to rock knots. Pigs be acting like they're bigger than us niggas from the streets, cause we stalk mad deep and then walk beats. I guess them all a grudge, cause I won't budge. Playing tough, staring at the judge with my hands cuffed. Standing there with my nappy hair and my dirty gear. All a war, yeah, now I'm up out of here. Pigs lift me up and down with the front. Is it because I'm brown or is it because I'm from Bucktown? Home of the original gun claps. Home of the original gun claps.
MC that wanna contest, we got your nooses ready hanging over the trees. Bring on your sounds and get drowned by my massive. Kill your body boy and hold your lover for hostage. Knock, knock, niggy, knock, the four shots empty. On a violator that was sent out to get me. I'm tore up from the flow up and everything's black, but still I'm on point, ready to buck, ain't nothing sweet, Jack. Bucktown, I represented on the love, love. Deeply rooted from my Timbs to my dick above. Don't sweat the bulge coming from my hip. Grip what you get hit when I let my tool click. Nowhere to run, ambush lurks in the dark. Help to skelter smirks while you're getting torn apart. Here comes the rude boys with the gunja plants. Smith and Wesson generals on the boot camp.
Home with the original gun clap. 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 Home with the original gun clap.
Another murderer, just another prankster. Rude boy dead, cause I'm taught him was a gangster. Tried to live the life of a hood from the streets. Test the wrong dread, now I'm in eternal sleep. Miss the ripper eye, lurk in the sty. Twist up the ganja when I wanna get high. With my brethren, a Buddha session. Learn your lesson, or get blasted by Mr. Smith or Mr. Wesson.
Bucktown's everywhere, I swear. It's clear to me, you feel the weed, now I really see. Knife all round the way. Original has come out to play. Puck fur break day. It's just a regular. Every day, stay to be and I. Mind's on the way, rhymes feed the mind in time. I find reality follows me where I roam. 360 degrees back home.
Home with the original gun clappers. 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 Home with the original gun clappers.
Once again, Smith and Wesson, you do it like this. To my man Buckshot.
That was Smith and Wesson. Smith and Wesson. Ooh, excuse me. Bucktown. I don't know why I've been on that shit lately. Like, that song's fire. Anyway. Man, Smith and Wesson. Anyway. So, I'm gonna get the fuck up out of here. I feel like I talked your ears off way too fucking much. Stay tuned for more episodes coming soon. I'm gonna have some interviews with some people. I just wanna thank everybody again for tuning in, for just being a part of this journey with me. I know it's a little rough and scrambled all over the place, but I'm having a fucking ball doing this. So, I'm gonna get more episodes to you. I'm gonna get more in depth with shit, so the podcast might be longer, but I want to still talk to you all and enjoy this new medium with you all. So shout out to Keely. She has her own podcast that's currently on Anchor and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Her podcast is called Dating Talk with Keely. So I listen to it. It comes out every Tuesday. And listening to this podcast show, she gets into some shit, and it's pretty fucking funny. I love it. I love it. I'm going to try to get on her show one day. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Share with your friends, like, comment, all that good shit. The more love that you guys give me, trust me, it's well appreciated. For real. I really appreciate it. Thanks, guys. So anyway, I'm going to get the fuck up out of here, and hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your weekend, the rest of your month. Go support your friends. Go do whatever you can to be a better human being than you were yesterday. All right? Peace out.